This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. World leaders ratcheted up pressure on Sunday on Russia for its war against Ukraine, with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the center of a swirl of diplomacy on the final day of the Group of Seven summit of rich world nations. G7 nations have unveiled a slew of new sanctions and other measures meant to punish Moscow and hamper its war-fighting abilities. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a surprise appearance at the G7 summit, which included a one-on-one meeting with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz.
Thank you very much.
Zelensky thanked the German leader for what he said was the powerful defense assistance Ukraine has received from Germany. The president also expressed his gratitude for the U.S.'s decision to allow its allies to provide fighter jets for Ukraine.
It really will help our society, our people, to save houses, families.
Zelensky hailed the decision a great result.
Their meeting comes as Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov accuses the countries attending the G7 summit of aiming for the double deterrence of Russia and China. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
President Joe Biden, with reporters at the G7 summit, it says he was still confident a deal over the debt limit can be made.
What happens is the first meetings weren't all that percussive. The second ones were. The third one was. And then what happens is the carriers go back to the principals and say, this is what we're thinking about. And then people put down new claims. I still believe we'll be able to avoid a default and we'll get something decent done.
Biden returns to the United States.